Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, 3 o'clock. Nice to have you. Switch gears. Let's fix NFL officiating, shall we? Look, in the rearview mirror is the Packer-Lion disaster. But that's really just a microcosm of the macro issue, which is NFL officiating's at a crisis point. You know, I've said for weeks, the games are becoming, in many instances, unwatchable. The amount of reviews, the amount of officiating conversation on the field. Nothing angers me more than a crew getting together to make a call. It's like if you threw the flag and you saw it, you call it, move on. But now the NFL is at a point where, look, something has to be done. Now, I think we all agree. Now, I'm going to give you two changes, and I think it would go a long way into making it better. Because I don't think there is a fix. I mean, they're calling too many penalties. Penalties are up 15% year over year. Holding penalties are up almost 25%. Saying, hey, guys, call fewer penalties. Well, duh. But here's two solutions I have. One, scrap the pass interference review rule, i.e. the Saints-Rams rule. Scrap it. The implementation has been a disaster. It's clear that Al Riverone, who has been spoken to and told you will not reverse these, it's dishonest, it's clunky, get rid of it. And you'll go, but wait, how will we prevent a Saints-Rams issue again? Very, very simple. I'll tell you how. But I would expand upon it. I would take the last 5 minutes of the first half and the last 5 minutes of the fourth quarter. And at that point, you have a sky judge, like the NHL has at Command Central. You have a sky judge. Hell, have five of them, each watching the game from a different angle. I don't care. And everything becomes reviewable. Everything. So that Trey Flowers call from the other night, the second one, reviewable. That was not a penalty. You guys made a mistake. You buzzed down. Change the call. A pass interference call late. A holding call late. Make it reviewable. But not by the coaches. Not by the teams. The combination of taking the power away from the coaches to slow the game down with awful challenges on pass interference, combined with making the rule change the league should have made anyways, have a sky judge. I think that could go a long way in fixing the officiating. Now, there's certain things I can't fix. I watched a lot of Seattle-Cleveland last Sunday. I thought that crew was an embarrassment and the crew chief was a camera hog. I'd like to see crews held accountable where it's kind of a three strikes and you're out deal. An egregious penalty missed like Trey Flowers or in the case of what was it, Baker Bledsoe or whatever the crew chief is. Look, you miss three calls like that, you're fired. Or you're suspended for the season. No pay. You know, we're supposed to be beyond this. These aren't replacement officials. These aren't part-time Johnnies. These are full-time officials, and they are paid well to do this job. And if you can't do it at a very high level, an elite level, you don't deserve to have the job. Missed calls, it's not just hee-hee and ha-ha. You're talking about messing with guys' livelihoods, players, coaches. And newsflash, now that gambling's legal, you're going to see billions of dollars changing hands. I think you got to go with the sky judge. You got to open up what's reviewable in the last 4 or 5 minutes of a game and take away the challenge rule for pass interference. Just take it away. It's totally absurd. 248-539-9797. You don't like NFL officiating. How do you fix it? Give me something. I gave you an idea. Give me how you would fix it. Because it's clear it ain't working like where we're at right now. It's not. And as a fan who watches the games, man, is it a tough watch. By the way, it's amazing. How many people can we get behind the glass? It's like a clown car back there. I mean, Jesus. Here, go on to the bullpen, Sully. Get a couple more. Why don't we see if we can go for 12?
Yeah, where's Evan? Is Evan back here, too? We get a few, probably fit a few more in here, right?
Nah, he's probably hotboxing in his car.
Oh, no.
What? It's a leisure activity. Carry on.
Well, hard to follow that, but it's tough because I think that, look, everyone has been complaining about officiating all week. It's been the number one story. It's been the number one point of discussion. So, yeah, I'd love to hear from listeners how the hell you're actually going to fix this. Mike, I think that, sure, it has to be something like NHL, but at its simplest form, I'm trying to just make this as simple as possible. I think a lot of these rules are just way too complex with how they're written. How many times do we have to get a press release from the NFL about tweaking the verbiage of a catch, right? Tweaking the verbiage of some sort of helmet-to-helmet thing. I think the NFL, simple is better sometimes. These rules don't you don't need, five paragraphs to explain what pass interference is. You don't need five paragraphs to explain what holding is. Simple is better. And I kind of agree, too, with, the old John Madden line, ironically, all jokes aside about John Madden. If three guys are sitting at a bar and all three guys say, that's holding, that's what it should be. It doesn't need to be so complex. It doesn't have to be this difficult. The NFL just time and time again can't get stuff right because they're making it harder on themselves. They're making it more difficult where no one knows what these rules are. The NFL's lack of transparency with any of these rules and how they explain their justification for these calls doesn't make any sense. Simple is better. Don't take forever to write what a damn holding penalty or hands to the face or pass interference is. It does not need to be this difficult. This isn't rocket science here. This is football.
I mean, if there is one word to, well, no, it's not one, it'd be two, but like you're right. The amount of ticky-tack calls. I'd love to see the NFL just take an approach that Rubin's racing and there's going to be a certain amount of contact. We got to let guys play. But if it's egregious, we're going to call it. If it's a form takedown, we're going to call it. Yeah, all right, you had your hand on a receiver's back, but you really didn't pull the jersey. You know what? We're probably going to let it go. Hey, you know what? You may have been there a nanosecond early on this deep pass over the middle. I'm not going to call it. Too much. It's just it's the number of penalties. It's what they choose to call. The increase in the holding penalties on offense are just maddening. And I'll give you the other one. Mike, the amount of illegal contact, it's like a third and 21. If I'm an official and I see a team throw a 6-yard ball and it's going to be fourth down and 15, you know what? Am I really throwing the 5-yard penalty automatic first down? Am I really letting a team off the hook for that? And going, all right, hey, look, there was a little bit of defensive holding here. I mean, as a fan, I can deal with it. Just put it away. You know how hard it is to play defense in this league now? You get a team to third and 9, you force an incomplete pass. I saw a penalty last week where a quarterback was hit in the thigh pads and they ruled it a personal foul for a low hit. There's a big difference between cheap-shotting a guy from behind at his ankles and blowing his knee out and then falling into a quarterback, hitting him in the thigh pads, and you're getting a 15-yard personal foul and an automatic first down. It's not right. It cheapens the value of even watching the games.
Well, and I do think less is more because I don't think college football has this big of a problem at all. It's not this complex. And I do want to say this, too, and I hope people don't take this the wrong way, but I'm just going to say it. I think that these officials are way too old. We don't need senior citizens out there. I'm serious. We know, and I don't mean to be a jerk about it, but we don't need senior citizens out there
older,
officiating.
Older. The average age of an NFL official or Pat Caputo?
Average age of an official.
Every official is Caputo.
Get younger. Have some sort of school or some sort of campus or something with guys out of college.
Yeah, but time out. The Browns official. The official for Browns in Seattle, the crew chief, was young. and he was a disgrace. He was a garbage can. And I don't remember his name. But this guy liked the camera more than Leslie Nielsen playing the role of Phil Donahue in Naked Gun. He was a disgrace. Younger doesn't mean better. Just tell guys, you're not under a ton of pressure here. We don't need 18 penalty flags. I watched an Atlanta game from 3 weeks ago. They were playing the Titans. They had 16 accepted penalties. To me, that's an officiating issue. That's not an Atlanta issue.
But, Mike, and part of me does look at it and also say, I understand people are talking about adding another sky judge and adding more officials, but I also look at it and say, do we really need more officials? Do we really need more chefs in the kitchen with this? Is it this complicated where we need to add more refs to the mix with everything?
No.
It's crazy to me how complicated this has gone.
I just get tired.
It's also crazy to me that Lions fans all week have been doing nothing but bitching about officiating, and I get it, it was terrible. But now we're trying to talk about how you'd actually go about changing it, and I'm not seeing a lot of ideas being floated out so far.
I gave you the best idea I got. And your idea is well taken. Just call less. Stop with the ticky-tack, man. Players are too big, too strong, too fast. Bleep's going to happen. Not every penalty's got to get called. I just really wish we could get a little more simplified, and in the last 5 minutes of the half and the last 5 minutes of the fourth quarter, if something happens, make it reviewable. I mean, I don't like reviews. I'll tell you the other thing I would do. Get rid of the rules experts because they don't know what they're doing.
That's complicated it too.
Get rid of the rules experts because Dean Blandino comes on the TV, tells you, I think clearly it's a catch. They come on, they rule it incomplete.
Every penalty.
Well, but it's just the rules experts don't even know what's going on. Get them off my TV. I find Blandino and Pereira, I find them exceedingly annoying. I don't need them as a part of my broadcast. Get out. Well, you see, what they're trying to look for here is, I know what they're looking for. All right, just give me a message from Duracell, and I'll take a PP, and I'll come back, and I'll find out if the refs made the call or not. I don't need you, because you're not providing anything.
Well, that's their fault, because they want to, the NFL and these broadcasts want to act like, oh, this is such a serious thing that we need to discuss, and there's so many different layers. No, it's not. Three guys in a bar. Do you agree it's a hold? Do you agree it's not? It should be that simple. We don't need the verbiage breakdown of every stupid call.
248-539-9797. How do we...
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.